Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Chulin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. Kol HaKadoshim, in regard to all Karbonais, Shekadam Mum, Kavua L'Hakdesha. I was Magdash a carbon, I took my sheep, I was Magdash it for a carbon, then it turned out, it has a Mum. Not just a temporary Mum, but a Mum Kavua, that means it's not going to go away, Pidar Chateva. And it had this Mum even before I was Magdash it. That's called Shekadam Mum Kavua. The permanent Mum was in this behema before Shekadam, Lagdash, before it became Hegdash. So what do I do with this? And the answer is, V'nivdu, I redeem it. What is the din if I took a piece of wood or stone and I was Magdash it? That means I'm Magdash its value. It means I have to redeem it. But it has no Kiddushas HaGuf. The value of this belongs to Hegdash, but it itself doesn't have Kiddushah. Well, the same is true over here. Even though it's a behemoth, but because it was a behemoth that is not fit for a carbon, being that it had a mum, and the mum was there before I was magdashed, so I have to redeem it. Now that I redeemed it, zakt the Mishnah, chayavim babachayru ubimatanais. Now, there's a chiyav of pchar. In other words, if their firstborn is a male baby, it's a pchar. Let's remember, what's a pchar? Pchar is if a cow, sheep, or goat have a baby boy and it's the firstborn. It has kedusha as soon as it's born. The owner has to give it to a kayan. What does the kayan do with it? He brings it to the base of Migdash. He's marked it as a carbon. But these halachis apply only when the mother animal is not hegdish, when the mother animal is chulin, when the mother animal is not a carbon. When a carbon gives birth to a baby boy, the newborn boy does not have the kedusha of the pchar. Now let's get back to our case. I was magdish a sheep, then it turned out it had a mum even before I was magdish it. So I have to redeem it. If indeed I redeemed it, so now if it has a baby, that baby is a pchar. And I have to give the matanis to the kain. But says the Batanura, that's because, when do I say that the baby is a pchar because it was born after I redeemed it? But same case, I have a sheep. I was magdashed for a carbon. Then someone says, you know this animal had a mum? You were magdash an animal that has a mum? It's not good. It has a mum kvua that was there even before you were magdashed. So I'm going to redeem it, but I didn't redeem it yet. And then it has a baby. That baby, says the Batanura, is not mechuyev im pchara. Why? Because as long as I didn't redeem it yet, even though it doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf, it only has Kedushas Dami. Even though it only has the same Kedusha that a stone or a piece of wood would have, but it's enough to say that if a baby is born, it's not a Pchar. Our Mishnah is talking about where he did redeem it, and the baby is born afterwards. That's when we say, as the Mishnah continues, Chayavim B'Bechayra, the baby that's born has a din of a Pchar, Ubimatanais. And after you shech the animal, the owner has to give the zroya l'chaim and keva to the kayin. Vayter says the Mishnah v'yaitzin l'chulin. When you redeem it, like the Mishnah will soon say, it totally goes out to chulin. There are no restrictions whatsoever. Lihigazes, you can shear the wool. Ulayaved, you can work with it as if it was never hegdish. Furthermore, uvladan, the babies that are born, v'chalavan and their milk. Mutter, it's mutter li'acha p'yayin after it was redeemed. Again, not before it was redeemed, but after it was redeemed, like we explained earlier. Vayter says in Mishnah, in regard to these behemoths that had a mum, even before I was magdish it, the whole thing was a mistake to start with, v'ashaychetam b'chutz, if someone shechts it outside of the azara, potter, he would be potter. There would not be a chiyav karis. Normally, if someone shechts a carbon outside of the base of Mikdash, he would be chiyav karis, but that's only when the carbon is fit to be offered inside. But a carbon that has a mum, you can't be makavid inside. Therefore, someone who would shech this type of a carbon outside the azara, he would not be chayiv. Vayter zok mishnah ve'ein oisin tmura. They don't make tmura. Someone takes another animal and says, I want that animal to replace this animal. Normally, both animals remain kadosh, not in this case. Even if he did so before he redeemed it. If the animal originally was good and it got a mum afterwards, then tmura would work. And if he says, if I want to replace the Kedusha would be on both animals. But being that this animal was never roi for Hegdash, it had a mum to start with. When he was Magdash, it had a mum, so there's no Tumura. Vayter says the Mishnah of Imesu, Yipadu. And if they die without Shechita, they can still be redeemed. Normally, if I have a good carbon, set to be a carbon, then it gets a mum. But when I was Magdash, it was good. The only thing you can do is Shecht it and eat it, even after you redeem it. So for all practical purposes, there's nothing to redeem. Once it dies without shechita, there's nothing I can do with it. Can I feed it to the dogs? No. There's a rule, Ein paidin kadashim lachilam leklavim. But that's only if it was once kedushas haguf. When I was magdashit, it didn't have a mum. But in our case, where it had a mum even before I was magdashit, it was never kedushas haguf. It was kedushas damim to start with. It was never more than being magdish the value of, let's say, wood or stone. It's the same thing. I was magdish the value of the behema. So the Mishnah tells us, no problem. The Yemesu, if it dies, Yipadu, you could redeem it and feed it to the dogs. So basically, if the mum came before Hegdish, you can do almost anything with it. All you have to do is to redeem it. Chutz, with exception to, says the Mishnah, Vayter, min abchar min amaiser. Except when it comes to a bchar or maiser carbon. If I have a carbon bchar or a carbon maiser, I was magdashit and it turns out it had a blemish, it had a mum at the time that I was magdashit. The full kiddusha takes effect on this behema. The only thing I cannot do is I can't be makvid as a carbon because the maiser has a mum. But as far as all other kiddushas haguf halachis pertain, like not being able to shear its wool even after you redeem it, not to use its offspring, not to use its milk. If you shecht it outside, you would be chai. If it does do tmura, if it dies without shechita, you can't just redeem it to feed it to the dogs. All these chumres apply to a pchar and meiser, even if the mum was there at the time that it received its kedusha. Zakt de Mishnah weiter, but kol shekodem hegdesh anes mumon ol karbonos. Where I was magdish, a good, healthy carbon, afterwards something went wrong and it got a mum. Oy mum oiver lehegdeshan. Or let's say it had a temporary mum before I was magdish it. Ol acha mekan noilad mehem mum kvua. And afterwards, a mum kvua developed. After the hegdish, v'nivdu, and then it was redeemed. Basically speaking, a temporary mum is as if there's no mum there. So the fact that it had a mum, over a temporary mum before I was magdashit, doesn't stop it from getting full kiddusha saguf. But right now it has a mum kavua, so I redeem it. But, peturim min abchayra, it's pater min abchayra. But it shows us how that's learned from Sukkim. Or min amatanais, there's no chiyuv to give zroya l'chayim and keva. Like any hegdish, where there's no chiyuv to give zroya l'chayim v'hakeva. The einan yaitzin l'chulin, it isn't considered something that completely loses his hegdish, that it goes out l'chulin, l'hi gazdes, I should be able to shear its wool, u'leheyavid, and to work with it. Uvladan and its children, v'chalavan, and its milk is aser, li'achar pidyayin, and even after you redeem it. Because this behemoth, though I can't bring it for a carbon, it has kiddush as a guf, and therefore v'ashechta b'chutz, if you shecht it outside chayiv, you're chayiv. Wait. Why should I be chayiv if shecht it outside? I know, it didn't have a mum when you were magdashit, but right now it has a mum. Right now you can't bring it on a mizbeach inside. I thought anything you can't bring on a mizbeach inside, you wouldn't be chayiv for shechting it outside. So Zakta bat Tanura and Chanami, the Gemara says we're not talking about every kind of mum over here. We're talking about a certain kind of mum in the eye. There's like a little piece of skin that's covering the eye. And it goes according to Rabbi Kiva, who says it's not a real mum. L'chatchil, you're not makavit, but if by mistake they put it up on the mizbeach, they don't take it down. So because inside, if by mistake you put it up on the mizbeach, they don't take it down, he would be chayav for shechting it outside. Vayter says the Mishnah v'oisin Tamura, and this carbon that I was magdish without a mum and it gets a mum would do tamura. If I line up another carbon and say I want the kedusha to go over on the other one, both animals will have kedusha, but the batanura says only before I redeemed it. And that's because the pasuk says, toiv berai, ra betoiv, as long as at one point it was good. There's tamura. And this was good at one point. V'yemesu, and if this animal died without shchita d'alachiz yikoveiru, then you have to bury it. You cannot feed it to the dogs. Being that when I was magdashit, it was still good, so it gets kedushas haguf. Once it gets kedushas haguf, even after you redeem it, you can no longer feed it to the dogs. Okay, quickly chazving over our Mishnah here, Masechtas Chulin Perig Yud, Mishnah Beis, all Kaddishim, that first had a mum, and then I was magdashit, and it's a mum kvua, not a temporary mum. At the time of Hegdash, it already had this mum. So it never got Kedushas Haguf. It only has Kedushas Damim. And I redeem it. It goes out to Chulin. It's completely Chulin. It's Mechuyev and Pchayrev. It has a baby afterwards. And it's a firstborn male. There's a Chiyev Pchar. If you shecht it after, you redeem it. You have to give the Kayan Zoy L'chayim V'keva. It goes out for Chulin. For all purposes, I can share the wool. I can work with it. The babies and the milk are mutter, again, after you redeem it. Some shechted outside of the Azari is potter, because it's not fit at all inside. If I want to transfer the Kedusha and I do tmur, I say the Kedusha for this should go on to something else. Nothing happens. There's no Kedusha that gets transferred. And if it dies without shechita, you can still redeem it to feed it to the dogs. The exception to the rule would be pchar and meiser. Even if they were a bali mum to start with, and they were never fit to be makrevit, they still have a kedushas haguf. You can't be makrevit on the mizbeach, but they have the same halacha as a behema that first got its kedusha and then got its mum. And what is the halacha with a behema that first got its kedusha and then got its mum? Or for that matter, first they had a temporary mum. When I was magdashit, only then did it get a mum kvua that's going to stay up hiderech hateva. So the din is, even after you redeem it, it still has a din of hegdish in regard to a lot of halachis. You'll have to shecht it and eat it. It's the only thing you can do. That's the only thing the redemption accomplishes. But it's potter from chayr, it's potter on the tanais. You cannot shear its wool, you cannot work with it. The children and its milk is aser, even after you redeem it. If you shecht it, however, outside of the azar, you would be chayiv. We explained it's only by a certain kind of mum, which by the yevud would be good inside. It does do tmura before you redeem it. If I lined it up and I said I want the kedusha from this to be transferred someplace else, the kedusha does work. And if it dies without shechita, you cannot be paid to feed it to the dogs. It has to be buried. That is true for any behema that at the time I was magdashed, it didn't have a mum kavua, or pchara maisa, even if it did have a mum kavua beforehand.